This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Welcome to Campus Voices, where each week we look at some key issues that affect UK students, the UK campus, and the Lexington community. Campus Voices is created by Journalism 304 students with the help of the journalism faculty. Please send any questions to news@wrfl.fm. Welcome to Campus Voices. I'm your host, Michael Ayers, and today we're talking about UK's women's basketball coach, Matthew Mitchell's foundation. The Mitchell Family Foundation consists of several programs aimed to better the community. Today we will be focusing on the program Antivirus. Antivirus is a youth mentorship aimed towards sixth grade students to develop strong values and character. It was introduced to the Mitchell Family Foundation by the Ohio-based organization called Global Priority Solutions. The viruses that antivirus plans to help children battling against are negative actions, attitudes, and poor character. Reporter Kayla Moeller spoke to the director of the foundation, Samantha Bowie, about antivirus and their mission to help make a positive change in Kentucky.
Virus and its mentors seek to foster the potential of all children to make a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. Director Samantha Bowie is a former mentor herself who has a strong belief in the benefits of this program. She gave us an overview of antivirus.
We professionally train all our mentors who happen to be UK students, majority, and they will go into the middle schools and spend 10 weeks, 1 hour a week with sixth graders in Lexington and just strongly focus on pumping strong values and character techniques into these kids. Everything from ambition to hard work to honesty and responsibility. And, you know, obviously kids are learning math, science, history in schools, but we really just want to focus on how to be a good person. And that's what our antivirus is focusing on. And it starts off week one that we define the virus as anything that can affect a middle schooler negatively. And so from there on out, the whole point of the program is to create kids that are the quote unquote antivirus.
Samantha said, while the majority of mentors do happen to be UK students, the mentor program is open to anyone with a visible passion, whether they're a student or not. For WRFL-FM, I'm Kayla Moeller.
Since mentors are found through people getting in touch with the program director, we have someone here to give us an inside look into antivirus from a mentor's perspective, and also someone to speak about the importance of having a mentor. Joining us today is Deanna Williams, a mentor in the program who has been mentoring students the last two semesters, and Dr. Christia Spears-Brown, a development psychologist. Thanks for coming, guys. First of all, let's get into it with Deanna. How did you hear about the antivirus, and how did you first get involved?
I first heard about the antivirus program by being sent over one of the listservs of an organization I'm involved in, Manners, and it was written by Samantha, and she was wondering if there were any mentors who were interested in wanting to become more involved with changing the lives of children, and I have a huge passion for children, so I just reached out to her and asked her how to get more involved with becoming a mentor with this program.
Would you say the passion for kids motivated you to get involved?
Definitely.
Can you talk a little bit more about maybe, you know, your motivation into jumping right into it?
Okay. Well, when I was younger, I would always want to have more of a mentor with certain programs like this just because I didn't have that. I am the oldest of five kids, so I didn't have that big sibling or anything like that. So I just thought that there would maybe be more children out there who needed that mentor or someone who to look up to influence them positively instead of just looking on outlets like the media or TV or certain things like that, that they would possibly negatively affect them.
And let's go ahead. Can you explain a little bit about the training process to become a mentor?
Okay, so before the program started, we would meet on a Saturday or Friday. Both semesters were different days for about 5 or 6 hours, where we would talk about each of the different mentor, each of the different character values that we'd be talking with throughout the week, and different tactics on how to teach the different types of students, and as well as different activities you would take on with different types of character values. So with that program, we met at the Joe Craft Center from like 9 to 3 o'clock. This semester, since this was my second semester, it was only required for me to stay for like half the time. But most of us from UK stay most of the time so that they can get most of the benefit from learning about the program. And that way they can go into the program and teaching other students, actually knowing the material, and that they could benefit the students to their maximum potential.
That's great. And Dr. Brown, how important do you think the training part of this antivirus program, when it comes to mentoring children, how important is the training process?
Well, I think the training process is really important, partly because even though they're college students, so they're not that old, it's still been quite a long time since they were in the sixth grade. A lot happens in that 8 or 9 years of your life, and so it's kind of hard to remember what it's like to be a sixth grader. And it's a pretty tough world to be a sixth grader in right now. So I think it's helpful to train the mentors about what's it like to be a sixth grader, what are the struggles that they're facing, what are the pressures that they're feeling at middle schools. And you can't just kind of be thrust into a middle school without any kind of background. You really do need a little bit of help to kind of know the groundwork first.
Absolutely. And back to Deanna, what would you say a typical day looks like? Could you step us through what your day
looks
like?
Yes. So typically, in order to get most students engaged, I would make sure that they know that I have candy. So I always take Dum Dums. That way I can have lots of volunteers. We normally do a popcorn read, so we always start off with the character value, the character of the day. For example, Martin Luther King is the character of ambition. So we have a whole synopsis or a blurb on Dr. Martin Luther King is and how he is the character of ambition. So with that, I normally have popcorn read. So who wants to read the first paragraph about Dr. Martin Luther King? And whoever volunteers, they get a reward. So that's normally how I get my participation most of the time. Some classes are easier than others, of course. After that, we go on throughout the workbook, and we do different activities. And throughout the whole entire class, I still make sure that I show them that there's another dum-dum for each student who likes to volunteer. And sometimes I don't even have to ask who wants to do this. Sometimes they're like, "Ooh, me, I want to go next." So that's generally my typical day, just making sure that everyone is engaged.
That's great. And what are some of your challenges you faced so far?
Some of my challenges that I face is definitely dealing with different types of students. There are some students who are not as opening to being the antivirus. So my first week, I made sure that everyone knew that they were vowing to become more of the antivirus. So I made sure that they knew what the virus was and that it was something that negatively affected them, like bullying or someone who was to even participate, not necessarily participate in bullying, but be a standby, someone who stood by on the side and just laughed at the bullying or whatever. So there are some of those students who don't want to admit that they are the bullies, but it's obvious in the class when they mimic me or in certain things like that, and I just have to kind of stop and was like, wait, did we vow to become the antivirus? Can we redefine what antivirus is? And then we move on from there. So that's just making sure that they know exactly what antivirus is week after week, because they are sixth graders once again, and it is easy to forget what the program is about week by week since we only come for 1 hour a week.
That's a good experience. The goal of the Mitchell Family Foundation is to implement antivirus in every middle school in the city of Lexington. They are currently in 4 schools in Fayette County, including Crawford Middle School, Winburn Middle School, E.J. Hayes Middle School, and Leestown Middle School. Let's explore some of the reasoning behind putting this mentorship into these schools and some of the reactions the students have had with antivirus. Reporter Kaylee Marietta met with Matthew Mitchell.
Talk about what he believes this program can do for middle schoolers and what antivirus can teach them to carry on through their lives.
Do we think that every single person is going to just absorb it perfectly and everybody's going to walk around here just with perfect character? No, that's probably not going to happen. But it is an introduction to a way to live that, you know, as a young person journeys through life, might be a touch point they can come back to at some point in time. So there's some immediate benefit, and then there's some long-term benefit, we feel like it. But we really wanted to impact the community through providing something that could help people strengthen their character.
Matthew also expressed that the lingo of having, quote, a virus of bad attitude or behavior is catching on in schools.
Yeah, the kids will walk the halls. We've gotten this feedback from principals that they'll be in the hall. And if someone's behaving poorly, they'll say, well, you know, they have the virus of a bad attitude, and, you know, I don't want that. And so how do I work through that, and how do I get myself healthy attitude-wise?
For WRFL-FM, I'm Kaylee Marantette.
The antivirus is implemented into the school's curriculum completely free of charge to the school. Funding for the program comes through the Mitchell Family Foundation to pay for whatever the mentorship needs to be successful. Kayla Moeller has more.
Very determined to not be a financial burden to schools, so they come fully funded and prepared.
The Mitchell Family Foundation is funding this entire program, which is one good thing. When we go into the schools and we're pitching this program to the principals and the, you know, coordinators for each grade, our big thing is that this is at no cost to the school. We think, you know, teachers are some of the busiest people and hardest workers in the world, and we don't want to add to their plate. So we come in, we pay our mentors, we pay for all the materials. It's $0 cost to the school. We just ask for 1 hour of their time a week. And so the Mitchell Family Foundation has been funding this since its inception. And so we're always trying to, you know, raise awareness and raise funds to grow it, because we would love to ideally get in every single middle school in the city.
Each mentor is compensated for their time with the students. Their training day is volunteer-based, but they are provided breakfast and lunch. With WRFL-FM, I'm Kayla Moeller.
Sixth grade students are at a crucial age development and could be considered a sweet spot for children to be receptive to the program's message. Dr. Brown, what are these development changes that middle school age students are going through?
Well, sixth grade's really important for a couple of reasons. For one, it's the first year of middle school, so they just transitioned out of elementary schools where they were in small classrooms where they knew their teachers and they knew all the other kids. And it's their first year in a big school where they change classes, they're in the hallways a bunch. There's a lot of other kids that are much bigger than them. So it's kind of a scary place to be. There's a lot of peer interactions that are pretty negative, so there's a lot more bullying and harassment and teasing that goes on in middle school than any other time, and so they're facing a lot of pressures from others. They're also going through a lot of biological changes. It's about the age when puberty starts to hit, so that brings with it hormonal changes, so kids kind of lose their minds a little bit, and they're going through a lot of neural changes, so their brains are developing in a period that's almost as active as it is when they're infants, so that early puberty age, there's a lot of changes going on cognitively that are also making kids really emotional. The feelings are really intense, and so everything that does go wrong is felt really intensely, and they're not quite able to cope with it quite as well. So all of that's going on at the same time. They're having to make a lot of academic choices, so they're having to decide, are they going to take the more advanced math class? And if they do that, then that means they can go into high school at a higher level, and that has implications for college. So sixth grade is important because it's the beginning of where academic choices come into place. In elementary school, they just took what everybody was taking. But in middle school, they start to make choices that will impact the rest of their educational careers.
And what type of things do we need to teach these students to make a positive difference in the long run?
Part of it is compassion. Things that to be compassionate to other people is really important. Being, you know, as we were talking about a second ago, being a good bystander. So when you see other people being teased or bullied, to step up for them and to be an ally for other people. Being able to withstand a lot of the pressures that they're getting from media. So we know social media is really impactful, and it's often not the kinds of influences we as adults want them to be, you know, influenced by. So being able to withstand some of those pressures and stay true to what they know is important, being helpful to others. Those are some really important things that they're really struggling with. And they're not always reinforced by their peers. So being helpful and compassionate isn't always the popular thing to do. So it's important to kind of teach them to do it, even though others might kind of look at them funny, but to know that this is really what it means to be a good person.
And why does a why is a mentor so important at this time?
I think it's important for kids really at any age. I mean, honestly, for adults at any age, to see people that you can aspire to. Mentors are important because it gives you kind of an image in your head of, I can do that. So for middle schoolers, if they can see particularly college-age students, that they're not going to be 45-year-olds. I think I'm a less influential mentor to a sixth grader than someone that's in college. So someone that they can imagine themselves being, I think, is a really important part of mentors, as opposed to just a teacher getting up there and teaching them something from a book, to see this is a person that's saying this is important, and it helps me visualize myself doing it better.
And for the parents that may be tuning in, as their child is learning and developing, what can parents do to help this mentorship program?
I think just asking questions. So asking, what did you talk about? Can you give me some examples? Helping kids know to talk about it at the dinner table so that it's a part of, so that the messages that they're talking about as part of the program get reinforced at home. So just having conversations is a big part. You know, if you're driving to school, asking, hey, what did you talk about? What are some examples? Have you had to, like, use that in school this week? Helping them see how it can play out in other situations in their life.
And this kind of is open floor. Either of you can answer this. But what are some of the things that we're trying to really refrain students to getting into at this age? Not so maybe bullying, but what other things are we really trying to make sure that they don't get involved with?
I mean, I'll say we do in my research program, we do a lot of work looking at sixth and seventh graders and their use of social media. So I can say there's a lot of things we don't want kids involved in. We do a lot looking at how do kids do some pretty inappropriate things on social media. So that's one of the real big concerns that I know parents often have. And I think that's part of it, is conducting yourself in a way that even your parents and teachers would want to see, I think is one thing that's, I think, particularly important for kids at this age in 2017.
I agree. And I think another big factor that I think that students should take out of this is how to be more individual, like more of an individual within a follower. I think at this age, a lot of people are so worried about having a lot of friends and what is acceptable in school than rather being like doing the right thing and being their own person. So I think that is a huge takeaway as well. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. Not only do kids at school benefit, like Deanna said, it's benefiting her as well from Matthew Mitchell's perspective. The plan is to benefit everyone involved.
Mitchell feels that this program not only serves the children involved at the school, but the mentors as well.
These mentors, I think, not only give to the kids in the school, but they receive back that time where they can give thought to how they're going to live. We really want them to be great examples. We want them to be living all of the principles that we teach, and be living examples when they walk into that classroom. So, you know, I think everyone's benefiting. You know, the mentor's benefiting by preparing for the lesson, by giving to those students. The students are benefiting from receiving the message. The students give back by making the mentors think. And so, you know, I think everybody really benefits.
The program is founded off of high character living and focuses on seven core values, including ambition, responsibility, hard work, emotions, restraint, common sense, and generosity. For WRFL-FM, I'm Kaylee Marantette.
With this mentor program growing into schools, it's important for people to know how important being a mentor or having a mentor is. Deanna, is everyone cut out to be a mentor?
Honestly, I think everyone could learn how to be a mentor if they go through the right training, as I went through. But you have to be dedicated. You can't just half do it. You have to actually want to be involved in changing the lives of others. It's not something that you can just go in each week with no prior knowledge or not practicing what you're going to go over, like a lesson plan. Teachers don't go in the day of and say, what are we going to do today? I kind of have to look over each character value before I go in. That way I don't forget anything, or I make sure that everything is covered. So I think it just takes practice and it takes dedication if you want to be like a beneficial mentor.
And through your experience, what has been the most rewarding part?
The most rewarding part is probably at the very end when everyone tells me thank you and what they've learned and how they've implemented all of what I've taught them at home. So that way I know I'm not actually wasting my time and that they can actually take it home and teach their younger siblings. So yes, they're in sixth grade, but a lot of them have younger siblings who are 4 or 5, 7 years old, and they go home and teach them how to be respectful at the dinner table, for example, or how to show ambition or how to be I already said respect, but yeah, so just taking things home so that they can teach their parents and also to let their parents know that they're not in school wasting their time for this 1 hour of their constructive learning, and that their parents can say, hey, I don't mind my future children being involved in this program.
That's great. And as we wrap this up, what final thoughts can you give people about this antivirus program?
I would just say that if you have any younger children who are in middle schools who don't have this program, to reach out to their coordinators or principals, who can maybe reach out to the Mitchell Foundation to get more involved in this program, just because it is very, very beneficial to our sixth graders, just as we have all said today.
That's great. And Dr. Brown, any final thoughts?
I just think the more that we can help people be good, contributing, thoughtful members of society, like that's a win-win for really for everybody. So I think the more we can do, the better.
That's great. The antivirus is hoping to add at least 4 more schools starting January and are continuously looking for mentors to help with the program. For more information on how to be a mentor, donate, or get involved, you can visit MitchellFamily-Foundation.org or email the foundation at info@MitchellFamilyFoundation.org. Their Facebook page can be found at facebook.com/Mitchell Fam Foundation. I'd like to thank our guests, Dr. Brown and Deanna Williams, for coming in and talking about the antivirus program. Stay tuned for more commercial-free programming on 88.1 FM. I'm Michael Ayers.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm. And, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to wrfl.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.